Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, we as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Maqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The sun continues to throw solar flares out into space. Sun watchers observed a series of powerful solar flares between Saturday and Monday. On Sunday, the sun unleashed an M6.7 class flare, causing moments of radio blackouts over much of North America. Ukraine continues to push back on invading Russian forces.
Ukrainian officials claim they are taking the offensive in the Kherson region to push Russian forces off territory they seized at the beginning of the invasion. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says even though Ukraine hasn't taken the offensive in a while, they still have had an impact on Russia's military.
They have already had an impact on Russian military capabilities because the Russians have had to pull resources from the east.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
NASA called off its launch of its new moon rocket on its debut flight Monday after a last-minute cascade of problems culminating in the unexplained trouble related to an engine. It all started overnight when a lightning storm violated the 5-mile rule, causing the fueling of the spacecraft to be delayed by several hours. The next launch attempt will not take place until Friday at the earliest. As President Biden continues to lead by executive order, his most recent signature law may be unconstitutional. The Democrat president has taken student loan debt off the individual and is now forcing the American taxpayers to pay for it. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax.
What they've done here is unconstitutional, and maybe most importantly, it's unfair. I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said several months ago that the president can't do this on his own. He can't just forgive loans. There has to be a bill that goes through Congress, actually debated and voted on by the legislative branch. So it's unconstitutional in our judgment, and as folks on the Judiciary Committee, we'd like to give what's his rationale for this. But more importantly, Americans instinctively get fairness, and they know this is unfair. It's unfair to the machinist in Ohio who's now having to pay for the gender studies major at Harvard, for goodness sake, for their student loan. So the unfairness question, I think, is what really gets Americans, because as human beings, we all instinctively get fairness. I mean, we've Well, I mean, from the time you're a kid, if your brother gets two cookies and you get one, somehow you're mad about it. I mean, we get fairness. So this is not fair, and the country understands that.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mark Smith is joining us. He is a Second Amendment expert and constitutional attorney. We're going to take a look at that redacted version of the affidavit that's justifying the unprecedented search of Donald Trump's Florida estate. Mark, welcome back. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Okay, we know in the absence of fact opinion rules, and you might even add leaks rule, because there's all kind of leaks coming out of the FBI. I mean, like a sieve, it's so unconscionable, but this is the way they work. You know, they make everybody else, toe the line, but they themselves can, they leak out a little bit of information and help control the narrative through their acolytes in the mainstream media. All is fair there. But meanwhile, the accused is told to remain quiet, and his hands are a bit tied until we can finally realize what is in this affidavit.
Well, that's true. Right now, the control of the flow of information lies almost entirely with the government. And the good news is that a federal district court judge, remember, Judge Reinhardt, who is the judge that approved the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago, was an Article I magistrate judge. They're different than Article III judges in the sense that an Article I judge does not have lifetime appointment. They're really administrative judges that assist district court judges. And what's significant, Bill, is that a district court judge has now looked at this and has said that that she is inclined to appoint a special master. And more importantly, the judge down there has said that she has some concerns, it looks like, about what went on here and what may happen. So we may be getting a more robust review than we've had to date. But you know what's interesting, Bill, as a lawyer myself, I can tell you that if it takes you 38 pages to make an observation or a point, it usually is a sign you got a weak hand. And the fact that this probable cause affidavit that the Department of Justice submitted to get their warrant to search Mar-a-Lago was 38 pages, that's one thing we do know from the redacted affidavit, its length. To me, that tells us that they're grasping at straws a little bit, because again, if you have a clear shot, someone clearly did a crime, someone clearly committed a murder, whatever it is, you don't need 38 pages to explain your rationale as to what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then in the face of all this, you've got Barack Obama, who's refused to turn over, I understand, hundreds of thousands of pages that the archivists have been asking for. And he's just kind of straight armed him and nothing's happened to him. You've got the case of Hillary Clinton with really top secret information on a private server. Nothing happens to them. James Comey releases information that was classified to a professor friend who then gives it to the New York Times so they can get it out there. I mean, the way they operate on the Beltway is absolutely disgusting, Mark, because meanwhile, the everyday citizen, you know, not to mention the fact that we have the right to know about what's going on with our government, you know, we're fed a bunch of manure and we're treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark along with everything else.
You know, it's interesting. The one observation I'll make, Bill, about this affidavit involving President Trump and the search of Mar-a-Lago is that it really barely mentions that Donald Trump was the President of the United States, and that's very important because unlike the statutes and the regulations and the protocols that are discussed that they claim Trump may have violated, they do not discuss the overriding, the head honcho law of them all, which is the United States Constitution, because in the United States Constitution, Bill, Article 2 of it specifically says that the president is the executive branch. He is the commander-in-chief of all national security, the Army, the Navy, and the like. And they skip over that. They're treating President Trump as if he was a low-level worker in the Department of Defense leaking documents to the Chinese. But that's not how it works, because as the commander-in-chief elected by we the people nationwide, which President Trump was in 2016, he is uniquely positioned. He is a constitutional person above everyone else in America and cannot be treated the same as everyone else when it comes to these national security, allegedly national security documents, because he himself has the sole authority to determine whether or not they're secret, top secret, confidential, not. And by the way, all these presidential libraries, maybe you visited the Carter Presidential Library in Atlanta, or the Obama Presidential Library being built, or the Bush Presidential Library down there in Texas. What's in these presidential libraries, Bill? These are the president's papers from their administrations they get to hold on to after they leave the White House. So it's kind of ironic that we have all these presidential libraries with presidential documents everywhere, and somehow Donald Trump's not allowed to have a handful of documents out at Mar-a-Lago in a place that is, you know, fully secured, right? If you think about it, it's a private club with Secret Service present, right? Secret Service is present watching over these things. So one wonders how insecure were any of these supposed secret documents.
Right. And, oh, they had nuclear codes and all this other made-up stuff, you know, from the FBI. Because, and the thing is, Mark, we should believe the FBI because they've trained us for the last 5.5 years, especially with anything that is associated with Donald Trump. They've been totally 100% perfect, right, and true every step of the way, right? So why should we question them?
Well, of course, as Americans, we always have the right. In fact, in many respects, we have the obligation as American citizens to always question what our government does. I mean, that's why we have a Bill of Rights, for example. What is the purpose of the Bill of Rights? What is the purpose of the entire Constitution, Bill? The answer is to check a risk that government overreaches or violates our fundamental rights. So, of course, as Americans, we should always be asking the tough questions of government, because that's really why we have a Bill of Rights, including a First Amendment allowing us for free speech.
Yeah, but my main point here, Mark, is that the FBI, the intelligence community, has a proven track record of incredulity. Let's put it that way. And they've lied time and again when it comes to Donald Trump, and they've been able to get away with it. You can call it the deep state, call it what you want, but it's on full display, and you cannot deny it any longer. So here it is. They pull this stunt. And, you know, this is just more of the same as what Barack Obama did when he winked at Lois Lerner and said, you know, these conservative groups, they're getting a little bit out of hand. And the thing was, is that the Tea Party and all these conservative groups were beginning to become quite a formidable arm for, you know, for our constitutional government. And the Democrats were threatened and they saw them as a power force. And so they kneecapped them. And, you know, and I maintain, Mark, since that move by Lois Lerner, they probably had the direct effect of at least 8 to 10 voting cycles. And they still continue to do so because the, you know, the Tea Parties are not what they were before this happened. And, of course, now you have the rise of the MAGA movement, and we can call it the ultra-MAGA movement, whatever you want to call it. But it is scaring the holy what-have-you out of the left, and they don't know what to do. So, look at it. If they can take down Donald Trump, then, you know, like the Bible says, you strike the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter.
Yes, you're right. Armies are not effective if they do not have a leader, and that is a good question about who is the leader of the Republican Party right now, Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump or someone else. I think the jury's still out on that question right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I think a majority of Americans, certainly, you know, close to 70 million people who voted for Donald Trump would say it's Donald Trump's party. We've got more from Mark Smith on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite the inevitable risk of persecution, people in India are eager to hear the good news of the gospel. In addition to our unique radio broadcasts telling people about Jesus in their own language, our partners in India also hold seekers meetings that walk curious listeners through the gospel message, as well as other daily life lessons such as vegetable gardening techniques and personal hygiene protocols. The success of these meetings has been incredible. Over the past 3 months, we've seen nearly 100 people come to know Christ. Our goal is that these seekers meetings show the locals how much we care about them and that they are loved even more by our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ in places like India, and to read testimonials from listeners, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Mark Smith continues with us, the Second Amendment expert, constitutional attorney. Mark, bottom line on this affidavit that, you know, the judge, as you mentioned, is looking at this, you know, a judge higher up the food chain, so to speak. And it was quite obvious what, you know, the D.C. attorneys, what the FBI was doing in dealing with, you know, what's his name, Rothstein or, oh, gosh, am I saying it
right? Reinhardt, Judge Reinhardt.
Judge Reinhardt, why they went to him. I mean, here he is, as you said, he's there as a kind of a second-level administrative guy, and now all of a sudden, you know, he gets a promotion by the FBI, and they put him in the primary, you know, catbird seat here to sign off on this search that was so broad that, as you know, Mark, when there is a search of this nature, it's for specifics. But this was a rather broad a broad warrant, and it took them over 9 hours to go through and do all this searching and grabbing of materials, which is quite amazing because they were only there just in June. And I think they took some materials then. Seemed to be pretty amiable about everything. They said, oh, yeah, by the way, as a follow-up, you might put an extra lock on the door, which they did. And as you mentioned, I mean, there's Secret Service there around, in and around the former president's residence. And now we get all these other stories, which smacks of the, you know, some of the shards of Russian collusion, right?
Well, again, I think the credibility of the Department of Justice is at stake here, and you raise an excellent point. If you actually just read the probable cause affidavit, Bill, it specifically says, I believe in paragraph 61, It quotes a letter from the Department of Justice itself to the Trump lawyers saying, you know, basically, please, can you lock up those materials? Now, this is in June of 2022. Donald Trump has been out of the office for 18 months at that point. And what's interesting is the Department of Justice is not demanding that President Trump do anything with these documents. They're asking him to do things. And then it goes on to say on paragraph 61 of the affidavit, and please just, you know, do this, and then, you know, until further notice. Basically saying, you know, do this now, we'll talk again. And who knows what happened after. The next thing we know, there's a criminal search warrant. It just seems to me this smacks of a civil matter that should never have escalated to criminal. Now, the question is, why did they decide the need to do a criminal search warrant as opposed to just a civil lawsuit, civil dispute? Remember, the Department of Justice bill has an entire civil division handle civil legal matters. And as to why this got escalated to a criminal, it's very unclear to everyone, especially since the president is the commander-in-chief and has unique authority under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, that people like Hillary Clinton, who just were the Secretary of State, don't have those protections of president Trump. And again, you know, at some point we'll see a presidential Trump presidential library like we see with all the other presidents. And guess what's stored there? What will be stored there will be all the presidential documents, including these documents presumably that are supposedly national security. Although we don't even know that's true. We just hear these allegations. But you also make an excellent point, Bill, that under the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, if you're going to get a search warrant, it has to be particularized. It has to be very specific. You can't just say, I want a general warrant and go in and search around a person's house. That's not allowed under the Constitution. It has to say we want to look at specific things. And what's interesting is that search warrant bill specifically says that they want any document that touches on the president's term from 2017 to 2021. They wanted anything that touched on his work for 4 years. There's no way on earth anyone could construe that as specific and particular. That is a general search warrant, which is not allowed under the Fourth Amendment.
And that goes all the way back to Russian collusion days. I mean, it's like, in case we miss something, we're going to go all the way back and see if we can find any kind of remnants that after you had, what, 19 Democratic invested attorneys as part of the Mueller campaign here, and they couldn't find anything to hold, and now they're well, let's go on another fishing expedition and see if we can find something in Melania's underwear drawer.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Exactly what the founding fathers did not want. One of the causes of the American Revolution was literally these general warrants where the British soldiers would knock on the American colonists' doors and just walk into their homes and search around looking for evidence of a crime or some other treason or some other problem. And the Americans said, we don't want that in our new country. And they specifically wrote the Fourth Amendment to prevent that. But you're absolutely right, Bill. What appears to have happened down there at Mar-a-Lago is they spent 9 hours just looking through all these these different, you know, rooms and Melania's closet, and one wonders, like, what the heck is going on here? How does this have anything to do with national security, especially when they were in communication with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago for 18 months? What prompted all this to happen, mm-hmm. other than one cannot ignore the fact that we do have a midterm coming up in 80 days, and is that a coincidence? I don't know. I'll let your listeners decide whether or not that was a mere coincidence.
Yeah, it seems a bit obvious. Now, help me out with this. My understanding was that there was a grand jury seated back in February to deal with this issue. So here they go, and they meet with Donald Trump. They have a couple meetings. I think it was one in May and another one in June that we talked about specifically, and sat down, and everything was kumbaya. It was all very amiable. President's lawyers were there. President Trump was said to have even come out and met with them and said, hey, look, whatever we can do to help, you know, we're here to cooperate. You know, it seemed pretty friendly. And again, just like, let's go back in 2015, here's the FBI with their shenanigans, which President Trump called them on it later and said, hey, look, at my office building was wiretapped. Well, because he used the wrong word, instead of saying surveilled, everybody went bananas over it. And it was like, well, how ridiculous. You know, Donald Trump says a wiretap. And it was all, you know, essentially what he said was true. Technically, he used the wrong word. So then all of a sudden, what he had to say was invalidated, right? And so, you know, now here we go, fast forward to February, and supposedly the FBI had already lined their ducks in a row, and they had already seated, my understanding was they already seated a grand jury to come after the president.
You know, that would not, you know what, this is, to me, a critical fact, Bill, that you've just touched on, is have we noticed that these grand juries and everything that involves the investigation of President Trump always seems to take place in the District of Columbia? Why is that? Why do they seat these grand juries in a part of the country that's something like 96% registered
Democrat? Exactly.
Right? Why is it always they want to be in the District of Columbia for all these cases? Why is it the District of Columbia's Attorney General? Why is always D.C., right? Isn't that kind of interesting? And obviously we know it's they want the home field advantage, and the reality is I have a feeling that anything you would want to indict Donald Trump on in front of a D.C. grand jury, you could probably do it. It's not that hard to get an indictment in front of a grand jury. Everyone understands this because, you know, the defendant is not allowed to even be present at these grand juries, so there's no defense in a grand jury. And, of course, I'm sure whoever has been seated in a grand jury in D.C. is very excited at the prospect of indicting Donald Trump if they could possibly do so. So I don't think it's a coincidence that all this stuff is happening in the District of Columbia, the heart of the administrative state.
Well, you know, at that point, like you say, 96% of it being, you know, a Democratic bulwark there in that district, it's like, what happened to the jury of your peers? You don't have a jury of your peers just by demography there in D.C., do you?
Well, right. I think that's a fair point. Exactly what are the peers? I mean, are we surprised that, you know, guys like Steve Bannon get indicted there and then, get convicted? You have to be very sensitive to what jurisdiction you're in, Bill. And I've made that point repeatedly, that, you know, not all jurisdictions are the same. You know, different prosecutors have different agendas. The jury pools are different. And you have to be very careful where you go in the country now, because you could get brought into a jurisdiction that just politically doesn't like you. And as a consequence, the odds of you getting a fair jury, no matter what happens, is going to be slight. And I think that is a problem that President Trump could face if they ever decide to indict him. I'm not sure they would go that far. But if they did, and they brought him in front of a D.C. jury, I would find it very difficult to see a scenario where that jury would let him off no matter what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dick Morris says that he expects him to be indicted. And, oh, yes, in contrast, by the way, remember the Michael Sussman case, right? He was the one that John Durham had took to court. And, of course, the D.C. court says he's innocent. He's innocent because he's a Democrat. That's really why. This is Hillary Clinton's lawyer from the 2016 presidential campaign.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick this summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, we, as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jeff Kemp, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you with us as we go into part three of, you know, our encouragement to men. Men who have had, you know, have had it with the enemy attacking their marriage, their kids, their communities, and, you know, and they're looking up. And I say that's a good sign, Jeff, because that's where our answer is going to come from. And the reason that we instinctively look up is because God has given us everything that we need in order to be successful. We're into that grief to happiness realm, and the grief is we're realizing reality as it is today and realizing that we're falling short. Okay, what happened? Well, you know, God has the answer, and he has the solution to restore men, because we serve a redeeming God who is just waiting for us to look to him to say, Father, you have the answer. We know that we don't. Help us get back on track, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, what we're facing is reality. And when we're not facing reality, we distract ourselves and we don't find the solution. So sometimes when things get really, really hard and reality smacks you in the face, an alcoholic has a car crash or gets a DWI, your drug addiction gets you fired. And maybe you're chasing money and trying to impress everyone and you get fired. Something goes wrong with your health. You know, you hit a wall and you realize, you know what? I can't do this on my own. My winning formula isn't working anymore. And I think what you said was, you look up. Well, we really don't look up until we get down on our knees and admit that I do have need. I do have some weaknesses. I can't make this on my own. But the great news, the great news is that God didn't ever intend you to make it on your own. Mm-hmm. And it's actually him welcoming you to himself. You know, whether you call yourself a believer or you've never kind of gone to church or believed in God. Some of us have called ourselves a Christian a long time. We showed up to church a bunch, but we never really cried out to God and said, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I need you. And when we do, something great happens. God adopts us as his son when we receive Jesus, and he gives us our identity, and we don't have to be chasing it anymore, earning it, trying to prove how good we are on the football field or the basketball field or with the girls or making money or the car we drive, you know, in our career. Chasing your identity by trying to earn it is a non-successful, never-ending loop. That's why you never feel satisfaction, you know.
Yeah.
But when you receive your identity as a beloved son of God, just like God said to Jesus, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus forgave our sins. God gave us credit for Jesus' perfection. He welcomes us as a son. And from that identity, as a father's son, you can become the leader, the courageous leader, the apologetic husband, the focused, engaged dad, you know, the defender of the guy that's getting bullied or the girl that's getting sexually harassed. And that's what manhood's for, to use our strength for others' benefit.
Right. And the thing that's hard for us to understand, because of the things of this world that get in the way, we think that it's us. But you don't come to the realization until you come to the Father that it's not us, it's God in us. It's that which he's imparted in us that is just, you know, crying out. It is really crying out for expression, Jeff. And that's where frustration enters in, because there is what you call incongruity. And I like how one philosopher put it, is incongruity is sin. And that's those areas of our life that are not consistent with the way God designed us. And they are in conflict. And we may not realize it, because, like you said, we get busy about being a human doing instead of a human being, right? And we start chasing all these things that are irrelevant. But when you truly understand what it is in terms of, like you say, your identity, I mean, that is such a powerful word when you think about it. I mean, your identification, the imprint that is on you, that is not, you know, it's, you know, certainly, you know, we might have, you know, our parents having some influence on it, but that imprint of our identity comes from God himself, doesn't it?
Exactly. And if that's the hope for a guy whose dad wasn't around and never affirmed him or hugged him or praised him or said, I believe in you, that's the hope for a guy who has really been messing up. He's messed up a few marriages now. He can't stay focused on one woman. He's stuck in selfishness. He's got maybe, you know, an obsession with pornography that he can't quit. And he feels a lot of shame, like, there's no hope for me. I can't change, you know. You know what? Shame is a message from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Guilt is a message from God that there's incongruity, like you said, that you're not aligned with living the way God intended you. You're not in relationship with him and asking him to guide you. And that guilt says, ask Jesus to forgive you. He already did the price on the cross. You just need to receive it.
Right.
And that comes through admission. And mm-hmm. and then you're set free. Now you're not going to be perfect right away, but you now live from the fact that I am God's well-loved and forgiven son. I won't be perfect till I get to heaven, but he's giving me credit for it right now.
Right.
And that sets you free to behave that way. Meanwhile, shame, that's the enemy, Satan, the devil, saying, you suck. You're rotten. You'll never change. There's no hope for you. Don't turn to God. You're a farce.
Well, I was reading in this book.
That traps us.
Yeah, I was reading in this book here recently, and Stephen Scott, who I'd interviewed in his book, The Joseph Principles, he said that shame comes from looking in the past. And I love the way he positioned this, that this is this very powerful switch that Jesus gave us, and that is the gift of the present. That when you live in the present with God, because God is in the present, that is where your power and where that power reset button is at. If you continue to look in the past or look to the future, shame and all these things of the world are going to inundate us. And it made so much sense for me, and hopefully it does, you know, Jeff, for you and for those that are listening. We've got a couple of minutes left here, and I want to summarize this because we want you and your wives to be empowered by what we're sharing with you. Because, you know, we're not claiming anything here, because Jeff, as Jeff said, as you go through the process, you'll understand now what the Bible talks about when you go from glory to glory. And it's not that you're always glorful or glow worthy. It's just that you have those moments where, you know, God is leading the way and you're allowing His light to shine through you. And then, you know, being the knuckleheads we are, we fall. But God is right there to pick us up and brush us off and get us back on track once again. We're so grateful for a loving and faithful God who does not give up on us, Jeff. And I'm going to leave you the last minute or so to wrap everything up. It's all yours.
Well, we're just here to remind guys that they're not a mistake. They're not an accident. They were made by a perfect creator, their father. And if they've been doing okay and kind of getting by on their own, but nothing satisfies, there's a reason. They've got the wrong person owning their life. And if you're really messed up and your life isn't going well, same thing. The wrong person is owning your life. There's a perfect owner. It's God the Father who paid a perfect price, Jesus, for you. So accept Christ, accept your identity, accept His love, accept your mission as an ambassador for love and for Jesus and reconciliation, and start being the courageous leader that He called you to be. And we pray that for you. You to humble yourself on your knees, look up, get that help, and then build a team with some other men. Go to menhuddle.com and download the free huddle guide for building deep friendship and walking with some brothers, with some teammates, with some friends, as a son of God, a courageous man. So that's our prayer, and it's all possible through God.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And we've got Rachel Alexander with us right now. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the conversation and the confusion over, election integrity continues. And interestingly, you've got in Maricopa County some bad signatures rejected 14 times more often during the August primary election in Maricopa County than during the 2020 general election. Why 14 times more often, do you think?
Well, they changed the signature verification standard. They were very, very loose during the 2020 election, and so they were letting all kinds of ballots in that really should have been rejected. And we've, heard now since then that the reason they did it is because they were so worried they were running out of time and they wanted to hurry up and get the election counted. And so they allowed this looser standard. And, that's, to me, even if it's not a crime, it's vote dilution. And when these
yes.
hypocritical, arrogant, Maricopa County officials come out and say, the election was conducted completely regularly and there was no problem. They are lying to you because this is a serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it speaks of a systemic issue, I guess, is what you're saying, right?
It does. And maybe this mm-hmm. systemic issue, it was fixed, finally for this primary. But I'm already hearing all over that there were problems with this primary and there was election fraud. And the one thing that bothers me is Rasmussen, which is about the most accurate pollster these days, he had Carrie Lake up 9 points a couple days before the election, yet she only won by 2.5 points.
Yeah, this is all interesting as you continue to do the numbers because you go, wait a minute, what can you believe? And you're talking a formidable, professional service like Rasmussen. I mean, we're not talking something like, fly-by-your-pants counting, organization. So, for them to be that far off, you go, I'm sure they're probably doing some soul-searching there, trying to figure out what's going on. Now, is Dominion still involved with, the whole process, the Dominion machines?
You probably can on your show. It's up to you, but I actually left their name out of my article. because they're going around suing everybody so much. I don't want to be sued.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, and I understand that. It's just, you know, we're just asking the question because, you know, this is one of the things that seems to be a dodge continually. You know, they've insisted that everything's fine, although they went before Congress and lied about, you know, having the ability to connect with the Internet when there clearly was a modem attached to the Dominion machine. And, you know, nobody wants to look into that. Bill Barr is, you know, has ignored it. Others have said, oh, no, it's all fine. And maybe because, you know, there's just such a huge investment of all these states and, you know, government entities, you know, counting on the Dominion machines. But I think there's still more questions than answers. And it's hard to, I don't know, surrender our trust to Dominion one more time. And that's not our fault. That's their fault because they haven't answered the questions.
But yeah, I've got another article that came out in Town Hall today about Dominion machines, which I didn't name again. And that was part of the problem as well. In Mesa County, Colorado, the Dominion machines were allowed to access the Internet. And that was just one of many problems with the machines in Mesa County, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is when you lose trust. And the voter, you know, electorate has lost trust. There's been a breach of trust because of what happened in 2020 that we still can't solidly, with confidence, say that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. And I tell them that's not my problem. That's their problem. Just because, you know, you just question how those numbers could get there. Here, Trump, I mean, if Trump was so hated, why did he get more votes the second time around than the first time and still lost?
A brilliant way to put it. You know, and when the left tells us we need to, you know, just move on, no, we can't, because there's that very famous saying that Winston Churchill made, he who forgets history is doomed to repeat it. So, you know, they want us to just throw all this election fraud underneath the rug. And as a former prosecutor, I think that's horrible. Why is there a second, you know, tier of justice for election officials that they get away with this while, you know, the rest of us Americans, if we had committed felonies, you know, we'd be prosecuted.
Exactly. Well, and there's the other saying about it's not, and it was Joseph Stalin who said this about elections. He says it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes, right?
Right. But the left doesn't want you to, you know, think that. They just want you to listen to their spin. They call it the big lie. And a bunch of us here in Arizona, we're now referring to what they believe as the bigger lie.
I like that. That's a great response. You got the big lie and then you got the bigger lie. You know, so, okay, so, but still, in all fairness, we don't have answers to questions, but at least, you know, some, you know, earnest people, Rachel, and I'm encouraged by this. They are doing what it takes. I mean, they're going in, they're signing up, you know, to be poll watchers and to be more involved than ever before because, you know, they want to protect the integrity of our election process. But, you know, the Democrats can't help themselves. You know, it's that old saying, you know, liars lie, cheaters cheat. And, you know, this is part of their DNA, isn't it?
I think, unfortunately, it is. And I think there's some honest Democrats who really believe, oh, they just haven't found any evidence of election fraud. And they're just being naive. And we all know the courts aren't allowing a lot of the evidence in. They're, you know, mostly left-leaning judges that you know, the Democrats shop for to make sure they get these types of judges on the cases. And, you know, we know what's really going on, but there's a lot of people out there, they just aren't very confrontational, and they just don't want to rock the boat.
Right. Well, meanwhile, people are falling off the sides of the boat because you don't want to rock the boat. And, you know, and they're not even falling off. They're being thrown off, you know, by liberals. Liberals don't want anything conservative, you know, floating with them. And so here it is. And so we're ending up having to deal with elected officials that they have chosen and appointed, not the ones that we elected into office. And here we are loaded with all these bad policies that's killing this country and crushing our economy. And, you know, this is what gives us Joe Biden. And Joe Biden adds fuel to the fire by, you know, dumping a bunch of money to take care of, you know, tuition grievances, I guess, and to buy up some votes, you know, for the young people. But little do they know is that money has already been claimed because the universities are going to up the rate, you know, for tuition now by $10,000 to $20,000, you know, because that's what they do. Every time the government gets involved and, you know, puts money out into the bloodstream, you know, whether we're talking about cars, which, you know, they offered, what, $7,500 for electric vehicles, right? And so what did Tesla do? They upped the price of their vehicles by, what, $6,200? So, I mean, you know, this is the way this thing works. And you're supposed to somehow look at this government as being some sort of, you know, caring big brother or something that, you know, is out there to help us when they keep, you know, adding to the recession inflation problem by, you know, putting money where we don't need it and exacerbating the problem.
And here we're referring to that student loan fiasco as the big steal, because that's what it really is. And like you said, it's just going to put a Band-Aid on the problem because these universities are going to continue to raise tuition. And that's how the Democrats usually think. They just want to do a feel-good measure that really doesn't get to the root of the problem.
Well, and see, and the American people need to wise up to see what's happening. You know, whether it's stimulus money that was thrown out there that Paul Pelosi, Nancy's husband, and his company, what, they get almost $1 million of free money? I mean, you had people out there in small businesses that needed the money. Here is a multi-gazillionaire, and he's, you know, taking from the Treasury just because he can. And there are other people that deserve to have that money more than he did. And he gets a loan, you know, $1 million, you know, interest free, no payback because it was all part of this alleged stimulus. And, you know, how is that fair, you know, to the small businesses of America that, you know, didn't have the inside track that Paul Pelosi does?
A double standard for Congress and Democrats, and just business as usual.
And meanwhile, the Republicans, like you said, they want to play patty cakes and be nice. And meanwhile, everybody else that supports the party that, you know, sends their hard-earned money as they, you know, to help support candidates, and they fold like a cheap $2 chair on us. They really are not helping us, Rachel. It's frustrating.
No, and you've got Republicans now, like, you know, Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates, who are actually coming out and saying they wish that MAGA Republicans had been defeated in our primary races.
Right. Well, so does Mitch McConnell, by the way. She's the former Assistant Attorney General for the state of Arizona, contributor to Town Hall WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, and Arizona Sun-Times. Rachel Alexander has been with us. Thank you, Rach. Take care.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.